Hello, and welcome to Share the World Internet Radio. I'm your host, Joseph Onturi. In the last six shows, we have been exploring a galactic history of this planet known as Placentia on ETI star maps, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth. And to complete this series, we are going to go into a channeling of Allan Michaels in the Everlasting Gospel entitled Placentia. And it will clarify, summarize, and synthesize all the ideas and information explored in this galactic history. Chapter 1, Creation's Life Plan. This Earth project is set in a ruined solar system, which is set apart from normal universe. It is where microcosms are being processed so they can return to normal universe. Souls are born of suns. The bodies are created in space novas, and when mature, they can teleport to places where bodies are needed by souls, and they unite to become body and soul. Lovemaking in normal universe is a spiritual tantric yoga experience where females and males make love in special love spas. The purpose of this is to generate ethereal plasma, which the creation uses as a field to form new galaxies. In the new galaxies, the planets, moons, and suns grow in space. They're hollow and have large openings to their inside at their poles and a sun in their center. All life lives inside the planets, and spaceships come and go through the openings at the poles. And beings travel all over the universe under the direction of the universal mind. Spaceships have no seats but are as temples, which the beings travel in without knowing where they are going. Everything is a surprise, and there's that special feeling of anticipation in going to different places. No one moves furniture or takes clothes with them other than what they are wearing. There are laundries for the clothes with a supply of beautiful garments the beings can choose to wear. In normal universe, the creation's life plan works marvelously. Everyone rotates between a period of serving and then a period of receiving, and this creates autonomous self-government. This is what the creation is installing now on this new Placentia planet, which is the same planet, but with a new name so the past can be dropped out. Placentia means Planet of Plenty and Rebirth. Our new world government headquarters will be in the New Jerusalem, the galactic mothership that comes down from God out of heaven and into orbit about the new Placentia. Read about this in Revelation 21, 1-5. It has thousands of shuttlecraft which will come to airports all over the world and pick up a million people at a time, taking them up to the New Jerusalem for a seminar of healing body and soul. It has a great tantric yoga love spa in which females and males learn how to make love for real. The old marriage system ends. The great spaceship has a body-growing nova in it so that, first off, people in deformed bodies can get a new body of their choice, either male or female. People are shown how, as a soul, they can be taken out of their body, which is then dematerialized, and put into a new body. In this way, the body strain will be returned to normal, and death shall be no more. This planet was made ready by the galactic Elohim in order to colonize bodies in the pyramid temple communities thousands of years ago. It took Galactica 5.5 million years to make the planet green and ready to support life in physical bodies. The dinosaurs, soil, and vegetation all had to be cloned into manifestation out of the God mind's imagination by galactic cosmic adepts. creating directly through the spoken word, which is the way God and its people create. The outside of planets and moons in normal universe are like the outside of an abalone shell. Planets, moons, and suns grow in a field of ethereal plasma, and the manifestation of life is of the natural creation, which makes all things beautiful, wonderful, and eternal. Now the Earth science has advanced to the place where they have the Human Genome Project of mapping the DNA, so they can clone bodies without hereditary defects, and they are making a big profitable business out of it. You can see they don't yet have the cosmic wisdom to use this knowledge properly. Anyway, the galactic Elohim are the creation's cosmic adepts, sent to take full care of their project, which they started 6 million years ago, after the solar catastrophe. Death developed in this Plantoria solar system because an entity, known as Baal, B-A-A-L, started evangelizing that he had discovered that the body had an amazing brain that could think up thought. The biggest delusion in the universe. Naturally, there could be no knowledge in the universe to explain something that can't be done. In this ruined solar system, all the planets and moons burned out on their insides and destroyed all bodies left here, leaving the souls as ghost riders in the sky. All this comes from negative karma. Negative karma is where an entity in a body vehicle goes outside their normal thoughts into feelings that are different from the normal universe's utopian kind of blissfulness. In a way, this is like Bill Gates of Microsoft saying to his workers, "This is not utopia, and don't try to make it into anything else. When the time comes for holding all things common, which it will, then I'll hold all things common. But to try and be communal the way the world is now would only cause those with heavy karma to destroy us." To reverse all this negative thinking, what Bill really needs to say to his workers is, "Have no fear of the establishment's tricks. I'm going to hold all things common with all my workers, leading the way for everyone to enter Spirit God's kingdom." Chapter 2, Normal Universe. In normal universe, the solar systems surrounding this ruined Plantoria solar system all circulate in the space around the galactic Great Central Sun. The civilization on the 24 galactic worlds, which orbit closely to it, is the center of higher government of this galaxy. This is where 12th density beings are coming from in spaceships to this special Carlinon planet. A Carlinon planet is a special healing planet inhabited by time bodies in Anon, the future. We are of these high beings who are here right now in great spaceships, and also on the planet in bodies some 2 million strong, ready to take God's everlasting gospel to the whole world and teach its world master plan to the people. In normal universe, there is no war, crime, disease, poverty, or mortal death. These don't even exist as words in our spiritual system, which is all a utopian paradise, made for continuous celebration, health, and happiness. All things are held common, and distribution is made to every soul in a body according to need. There is no work as such in normal universe. The souls and bodies create the things that are needed by everyone, and surely not in privately owned industries to be sold for money. In the 12 facets of communal industries in the galactic civilization, everyone learns through the doing. Everything is recorded as collective consciousness in sharing. In seeding the ethereal plasma of a galaxy, creative thought channeled into the space from Spirit God begins to grow such things as suns, planets, and moons. Souls are hatched from spirit out of suns, and bodies are created for them in novas, teleporting automatically where they are needed. As all this ripens together, a new galaxy is born, where the beings are in all-knowing, along with the beings of other existing galaxies. The planets, moons, and suns, which grow in space, are all hollow and have large openings at their poles to the inside, with a sun in their center. Inside are wondrous natural environments, along with all things needed to sustain life, which have all grown naturally. The great central sun is the large sun which supports the whole galaxy energy-wise. It is radiating pure, intelligent love energies which animate all life in the galaxy, as well as creating all the facilities necessary to produce such things as eternal bodies for souls that can teleport where needed. Spaceships from other galaxies come in through this great nexus of energy. Altamedia and Altamira are the first two of 24 galactic worlds in close orbit around the great central sun, and include the headquarters of the galactic Elohim assigned to set up this planet as a special healing station. These cosmic civilizations are all in perfect attunement with the 12th density consciousness of the universal mind. These worlds are where the galactic mothership New Jerusalem was created. The New Jerusalem is about 10 miles in diameter by 2 miles wide and a half mile high, and can be inhabited by more than 1 million beings. The spaceship is truly a wonder to behold. This spaceship is one of God's gifts to the people of this planet, part of the blessings that come with its kingdom. All of this is of the 12th density, the 12 dimensions of the universe. Whereas for the past 20,000 years, this Earth project has been supervised by the Solar Tribunal within the 7th density consciousness of the souls being healed here. This all led to the Bible coming forth in the language and consciousness of the seven thunders, as told of in Revelation 10:4. I, as the Comforter Spirit of Truth, am told not to continue with them in their duality of the man-God and the man-Satan. I am to end the duality of good versus evil and show the relativity between all opposites. I am also to end all the false ideas that God punishes entities and bodies, or that souls and bodies need to be saved and taken to heaven. Redemption of souls only takes place through embodied life right here on Earth. Chapter 3, The Cosmic Jubilee. So then, are the world's present automobiles safe on the road, or are the airplanes safe in the air? All this stuff the world produces gives no credit to the workers who invent and produce it. So now the workers of the world carry out God's great worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise as a passive resistance movement of civil disobedience on behalf of all the people, which takes over all industries and ends those that are doing more harm than good. This peacefully ends the exploitation of the creative people of the world by the rich ruling class. Even so, this has all been necessary in order to fill the collective consciousness in our planet's aura with creative energy. Spirit God would give the intuitive ones inventions to bring forth the things that eventually benefit everyone when the commercial money games are brought to an end. Things like television and computers, and would add the words spoken and deeds done to the collective consciousness to play back and eventually animate society in a spiritual way. Now is the time for the great cosmic jubilee, where we cancel all debt as we restore Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 5 of the United States Constitution, which says, Congress shall have the power to coin, print the money, and regulate the value thereof. Through this one simple, powerful act, we restore the real United States to become a blessing to all the families of the earth. Read this prophecy in Genesis 12, 1-3. Canceling the debt is truly a great blessing and heralds the coming of the new world. Those of Israel, as told about in Romans 11, 21-23, who have fallen away from their true mission, are relieved of their burden by being, quote, grafted back onto Abraham's olive tree to continue in his goodness, unquote. His goodness is that the bank debt is canceled all over the world. The world starts over on a clean slate, bringing the God mind's great sharing plan into being and no longer using money. The spiritual United States, the states of the world united, comes forth, and all the nations are dissolved. There are no longer national boundaries. The people become humble and meek before God's presence and inherit the world. The new utopian kind of world starts as we get God's fantastic idea of the great 30-30 plan set up so it functions smoothly. Half the people at one time do the production in the new world, while the other half enjoy being served for 30 days, having use of the whole planet and all of its facilities on a free, sharing basis. We will have space transportation here to handle the increased transportation this entails, and Dynadran power units to supply unlimited free energy. There is no longer private ownership, but all things are held common by all people. After 30 days, everyone switches roles. There is no longer monotonous, unpleasant work to do, as everything that is done is artistic and for a purpose and done in the joy of creation. People will become adept at many wonderful things. The real fulfillment of souls takes place in the formation of a spiritual, healthy society. As the prophecy in the Bible of these times is revealed by the Comforter Spirit of Truth here in these channeled writings, we can see that there really is an intelligent mind that knows the future and can tell how its plan will be carried out to free God's people from their exploiters. Yet, even the exploiters will be healed and receive the new kingdom, which has no confusion in it. All are equal, and no one has any power over another. For these souls, who are most deeply caught up in the belly of the cyborg beast, this will bring them infinitely more happiness than they could ever find running a bank, industry, or big business. All of this past has had to happen just as it has, revolving between the thoughts in the protons and those in the electrons of the atoms, which are evolving one upon the other back into the 3-in-1 neutron activity of the synthesis. This is because the entities who were brought here had fallen out of the synthesis following the solar catastrophe, and they are being redeemed back into the eternal universe over the next 1,000 years. After that, when the souls are long gone, the ruined solar system will be dematerialized from space. Have no fear of this, for Spirit God has it all worked out perfectly. Well, thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening to this edition of Share the World Internet Radio. We look forward to seeing you again. We love you. Bye-bye.